listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Now, who the hell is this emailing me at 11:26 telling me that she 36:26 plus double D? You know how girls on Black Planet be when they get bubbly at NYU, but she headed from Kansas. Right now she just lamping, chilling on campus, sending me a picture with her feeling on Candace, who said her favorite rapper was the late great Francis. WHIT, it's getting late, mommy. Yo, screensaver say tweet, so you got to call me and bring a friend for my friend. His name Kwali. You mean Talib living stick to my ribs? I mean, that's my favorite CD that I play at the crib. I mean, you don't really know him. Why is you lying? Hey, yo, Kwai, pick up the line. That's my shit. Anyway, hey, welcome to the Black Out Tales podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
That's right. We're in the house on a Saturday. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, you know, my gal is acting up and...
Oh, Lord.
They just put my little nephew just went to jail, just was selling the drugs, but you know, he got me up this morning, so I guess I'm just doing okay.
You are not a 65-year-old depressed auntie.
No, I you asked how I was doing. I'm not complaining. I'm saying
that yeah.
I woke up this morning and you know my knee replaced. I got my knee replaced. And it hurts. You know, my arthritis is acting up. I think it's gonna storm later. And my cataracts, you know, I can't drive no more. So I had to walk to the store to get my Virginia Slims. But you know, it's going to be all right. Because the Lord woke me up this morning.
And he'll put no more on you than you could bear. You know, my hair falling out. You know, I'm on high blood pressure and high blood cholesterol. I mean, and high cholesterol pills, you know. And the doctor said, you know, if I don't, you know, watch out, I'm going to get one more of them itises.
That's just your regular voice. You know why they repossessed my car today? I had to, you know, I got this busted hip, so I can't go nowhere. I'll just sit on the porch all day, but I can't complain, you know, because he got me up this morning, and that's really what's important, Karen.
Because I woke up this morning, you know, don't nobody call me no more. Y'all don't check on the old lady to see how she doing. You know, everybody busy nowadays on that the book of the face and all that other foolishness, the chit-chat and all that other stuff. You're too busy to check on an old woman like me.
I found out my husband had a second family, my dead husband. You know, they stopped sending the checks for his Social Security when he died, so... I just been here eating starch right out the box. But you know, it's okay. Cause I'm awake. I'm here. And he got me up. And that's all that matters. But you know, I wouldn't complain, baby. I ain't one to complain. I'm just happy to be here. Then cut my foot off cause of the sugars. But God got me up today.
He got my back. You know, I'm just here trying to take care of myself because, you know, if I don't do it, you know, y'all will put me in the nursing home because, you know, don't nobody care about a little old poor little woman like me who husband done died. All I got is me and the cats.
Mm-hmm. But what happened this morning? What happened? What happened to you this morning?
Happened to me this, I don't know what happened to me this morning.
So, did you get up this morning?
Oh, my bad. But through it all, I woke up this morning. I put my one foot down and I'm, you know, made.
Wait, who how'd you wake up? Who got you up? Did you, the alarm went off?
No. You know, the alarm don't wake people up. You put an alarm out in the graveyard and you don't see nobody wake up this morning. You know, it couldn't have been nothing but the Lord.
He got me up.
He was the one that woke me up this morning. Mm-hmm. You know, he is everything, my Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
I know you having a hard time. I know you having a hard time and I ain't one to complain. But you know, they repossessed my house this morning. So I woke up in the middle of the street. It was flooding and I was sleeping in the gutter, and I just thanked them for getting me up. I just just dried my clothes out right there in the sewer, just came on into church this morning. So I'm just, you know, but I'm not complaining. I'm just glad he got me up.
I'm not complaining. And I woke up this morning. Not only did it take my house, I took my car, and so I have to catch the bus. But you know, I didn't have the $1.25. You know, so some kind young person paid me fare, and that's how I got here. But I don't know how I'm gonna get back because I ain't got the $1.25.
Well, he'll get you back.
Oh, he will make a way out. He got you. No way. Why? Because he woke me up this morning.
He got you up this morning. That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to one up you or nothing. I mean, that's sad you don't have no car and no house, you know. I found out I got HIV positive this morning. I just found out. Yes, I woke up and I just looked over at the paper and it said HIV positive. I said, ain't that sleeping in this gutter in the rain? And you know, I just said he got me up to see that paper, and that's really what matters. So I'm not complaining. I mean, sound like you having a pretty rough go of it, yeah. But I wouldn't complain. Yeah, you know,
I'm not complaining either. But you notice that I got the glaucomas of the eyes. Mm. So I can't really see that well. So you know, I've been really trying to, you know, to struggle, you know, to see the street signs to be sure I don't get lost in the street, because I don't want to get lost in the street having HIV and glaucoma. You might not never make it back home again.
So you can't even see, huh? But at least you was able to get up
this morning. That's all that matters, because he woke me up this morning. Nobody
hello, huh? I can't even hear. So you can't see, and I'm deaf. But you know, something just got me. I'm assuming you there without being able to hear and see you, because my cataracts was acting up. But I'm assuming that's you. And he definitely got me up this morning as well.
He woke you up this morning.
Even without being able to hear. I couldn't hear the alarm. I'm assuming I'm in church. I don't know where I'm at.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just hanging out.
Wait a minute. What's that smell? See? My sense of smell gone. You know, they cooked me breakfast this morning, but I don't know. I can't smell the breakfast.
Mm.
I don't know what I'm tasting no more, because I can't smell nothing. And you said these grits, but these grits is this porridge. I can't tell the difference, baby.
You know, it's good that you can't smell, because after I slept in that sewer all night, I wasn't able to wash up. I had to just wring my clothes out, because, you know, I'm not complaining. You know, I wear swamp clothes, but just... I'm just glad he got me up and I could be here, you know.
You glad he, you know, and I'm glad he got me up too. I lost my sense of feeling, you know. Last time I tried to smoke a cigarette, I burnt myself and I didn't even know I was on fire. They had to come put me out.
That's all I've been doing. I've been on Twitter making those jokes this morning and making jokes about people preachers, which apparently some people took serious.
Yeah.
Cause, DeRay retweeted it. And then I feel like half the people that follow DeRay, they follow him because and they don't like him. They just follow him,
right? And they don't like him.
Or they don't have, or they just like that DeRay is like one, like this is a dude for black activism, and then it's just like anything else he talks about is like, nigga, why you talking about that? I should take this serious too, you know. Like, he can't be like, oh, I like this TV show, because it's like, why you ain't out saving black people? Why you listening to, why you watching Insecure?
Right, they do nothing like that too, and you're like, yeah. No, come on, like, these people do got lives. You're not on a woke, quote-unquote, all the time.
So I tweeted this morning, I feel like preachers hate gossip in church, because that's how people find out where the tithes really be going and shit. And he retweeted it.
And why the building fund ain't went up $1 in 25 years, and why ain't no windows been changed, and the air don't work, and the heat don't work, and we still got the same doorknobs back from 1974.
But the air and the heat work in the bins, and that's what matters for the pastor. You know, and I said, and somebody was like, well, if you go to the right church, they have a business meeting to tell you where the tithes are going, just saying. And then she was like, I'm going to go on this like thing where she like talked about it for like 4 or 5 tweets, and I was like, but I like the wrong church. What's wrong with that? I like the mystery of where's my money going, you know. It give you something to talk about, like, oh, you see the first lady got them new shoes. You know, people was getting mad, man. You know, it's like, well, the preachers should get switched out after every few years. I was like, No, ball till you fall. I don't even want to go to a church until I would start going. If I was going to church, I would start going when I read about them having IRS scandals. That's the best time to go.
Ah, because you know they're going to do it right then, because they got caught.
It's going to be good. I mean, I just want to see them, like, you know, give them speeches about how people be hating and how, you know.
The devil's fault.
Yeah, the devil is trying to take them down. That's when it's good. People be leaving church during that time. No, man, don't go. Wait till the scandal pop off and then go see how that nigga be up there trying to figure a way out. Try to talk his way out of that shit. You may have heard some rumors in the paper that that we been, you know, embezzling funds, but you know it's a lie.
You may have seen the IRS people walking around in suits. In fact, I think they're in the congregation today. I'm telling all the members, if they ask you anything, plead the fifth.
I was in my Maybach today on the way up here, and God told me, don't listen to these haters.
Why? Because I'm blessed and highly favored in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't have the heart to tell these angry people I don't go to church, because I don't believe in that. They really might get mad.
What? They
might. So I just lied. Like, I just lied. Like, I just lied to them and told them it was about the Mormon church or the Amish, because I think the Amish don't got the internet. So I was like, all these jokes is really about the Amish mega churches.
Did you go to that? Go check.
Yeah, because I mean, that's the only group that can't get mad, you know, and that everybody's okay with picking on. So I was like, just it's Amish people, y'all. And then they kind of left me alone. But yeah. No, and somebody was like, well, you know, gossip is, they don't like gossip in the congregation because it's a sin. I was like, and who made it a sin? A pastor probably that was got caught walking out of the widow's house at 800 BC. Then he showed up to church the next day. He was like, you know what's a sin? Gossip. Y'all need to stop talking about people all the damn time. Okay? Look at all these single mothers up in here. Y'all need to stop spreading these gossip rumors about me being the father of all these single mothers I be shaming every week.
All right.
Come on. Let he who hath the first Rolex cast the first gemstone. That's all I'm saying. Broke ass bitches. Feel like they add that afterwards.
If you don't be tithing, you're going to go to hell.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, go to the finance meeting. Do they put the break babies formula on the cost on the finance meeting ledger? Do they talk about that? Mm-mm. Do they talk about their mistress's apartment? Is that on the finances? Stop. No, they got ways around that shit.
Come on. The credit card bills, they charging on church funds.
Right. So, but like I said, I was really talking about the Mormons, because that's, people kept thinking I was talking about black, for some reason, I never said black churches and black preachers, but everybody thought that's what I was talking about. But you know, 700 Club ain't black.
Say that again.
It's a lot of people rolling around in jets that ain't black creatures. I never specified a race. So you know, good luck though. All right, this is the Blackout Tips podcast. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher. It's time to do feedback, y'all. That's right. You can find the show also at theblackouttips.com. Leave us 5-star reviews. And we'll read them on the show if they're nice. Mm-hmm. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
and the unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
And bullet ball, extreme. And of course, on the feedback show, we have people that donated. So let me see if I can find some hot tunes to play. Oh, you know, my man Donald Glover came out with some music. Mm-hmm. That I fucks with. Let me see what I got. How about, I like this song, Terrified. There's a bottom to the top of the moment. All right, let's shout out to people that donated. Nicole F, recurring donation. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, baby.
Woodsy, recurring donator. Thank you, Woodsy. Mm-hmm. Marvin B, yes. Marvin B, recurring donation. Thank you so much.
Hey, baby.
Early Daisy Photography. Get your kids some pictures. Mm-hmm. Andy S, recurring donator. I believe he's new. I don't think I said Andy before. Mm-mm. Mr. Span, of the Span Report podcast, recurring donator. Thank you, Mr. Span.
Thank you, baby.
Emmanuel L hit us with the one-time donation. Thank you very much, Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure you're not from Emmanuel AME Baptist Church around the clock corner faith?
Maybe. Patrick D, recurring donator. Thank you, Pat. Mm-hmm. Stefan H, recurring donation. Thank you very much, Stefan. Mm-hmm. Janine R, recurring donator. Mary H, recurring donator. Alexander M, recurring donator. Thank you, Alexander.
Thank you, baby.
Eric M, recurring donator, of course. Attitude check.
Bronco Pride.
Yeah. Waste Bees by Sura, recurring donator. Terry W, recurring donator. Jason F, recurring donator. Thank you, Jason. Gerard L, recurring donator.
Thank you, baby.
Donating the pastor jet fund. Calvin N, recurring donator. I seen him at the club last night.
Uh-oh.
But now you up in here on a Saturday, okay?
Oh, you ain't calling him out, is you?
Yeah. Yeah, I see you. Okay. That's the, I'm the only one supposed to be in the club at that time. I'm in there working on my sermon. April M, recurring one-time donation, who says, the free content I received with the premium shows this week was so awesome, I thought I should pay for it. Thank you so much. Oh, that is super sweet.
Baby.
Yeah, so thank you. Play me out, Mr. Gambino. Oh, why is this shit so funky? Y'all missing out, man. Oh, he always pushing the envelope of his sound, man.
Yeah, every album is completely different, and I'm here for it.
There's no way you could have thought that the album was going to be what it was. It's no way. But,
right, compared to his previous, like, albums, and even his some of his mixtapes prior to, yeah.
Like, even Kawhi, with all the singing and stuff, like, this is just another level, man. Mm-hmm. I love this dude so much. It's ridiculous. All right, guys, 5-star reviews on iTunes. You didn't get any on Stitcher this week. Love It by Lucky Red Skittle, who says, I started listening to TBGWT just in the last month and just love it. Woo-hoo! Karen's drawn out laugh cracks me up. Keep it coming, y'all. Sincerely, a white girl trying to become woke.
Oh, thank you, baby.
No doubt. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Good luck on that.
It's a dangerous path.
It is. Me and Rice talked about this the other day. The thing about being woke, if you're really woke, particularly when it comes to issues of minority people, I'm gonna tell you right now, you are constantly in a mad state. Even though you might not show it, it's like underlying, because you see a lot of more injustices that you normally didn't see before, because you're just aware of them now.
Well, also, it's just like a process, man, because it's like everybody got different privileges and different ignorances to different shit. And right. So, you know, you might, I mean, it's a lot, man. That's why I'm not trying to turn our podcast into like some woke competition. I'm still trying to talk and do like regular people. Like, I don't feel like our space is necessarily an educational space. Not that you can't learn, but that's not the primary purpose of the show. Right. We still gonna make jokes. We're still gonna quote unquote cross the line occasionally and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't think it hurts to expose people to different perspectives and things that they didn't know about.
Right.
Because that's what the show has done for us, is, you know, there's things that 5 years ago I thought that now I'm like, oh yeah, that I can see how that's harmful, or why that's not even funny, or why it is funny, but at the same time, it's still a serious issue for people. You know, it's a bunch of shit like that. So, I'm glad our podcast can, kind of provide that for different people. You know, and hopefully if you're listening to this, I mean, I don't know how you would make it but I'm assuming if you listen to this and you're white, you're probably not that kind of like fragile, break down everything because somebody said white people without saying some in front.
At least you have some toughness. You have some toughness to your skin. Yeah.
I think it's hard for people to get used to that, but you know, I'm not used to it either. Like sometimes I see people say stuff like, black men do this and they trash, and I, you know, in my mind I'm like, I don't do that, or I would love to be able to, well, I mean, not all of us, but I don't say it because I'm like, I know you, one, it's a generalization, and then two, maybe that's your experience, maybe it is all for you, I don't know. And I don't want to take away from your point arguing semantics. So all that to say, like, I know when white people listen to this show, they probably have that feeling of like, but not me, or maybe it is me. But I think if you feel affected by that, it's just like another thing you might want to change about yourself. Yeah. You know,
and
so
that's the thing about quote unquote being woke. Sometimes there's things within you that needs to change, because sometimes your actions which you may not even know might be subconsciously are affecting other people around you, other minority groups that you might not even be aware of.
Mm-hmm. Somebody Twitter just said that Sunday is just one day. Not many people talk about the behind the scene work being done every day. I'm gonna say I do. I be talking shit about them every day of the week. even Bible study day.
Not Bible study. What Bible study do to you?
Why are they in my mentions? I don't know, Karen. I made a joke. Why are they so serious?
I don't know.
I don't know these people. They always someone that don't follow me that want to be super serious about a goddamn joke. If that's not your church, why are you mad? I didn't even name a church, actually.
I know. What you gonna text? Sunday school next?
Right.
That's gonna be the next comment.
Mm-hmm. I should have said.
What you gonna do? Vacation Bible study? Ain't nothing sacred no more?
People be so mad, man. If y'all believe in him, won't he forgive me? Can't y'all just let it go? Like God somewhere in heaven, like, this nigga needs jokes on Twitter.
That's why I dropped my line of jokes on Twitter.
Paul, Jesus, y'all see this shit? Don't retweet that. Do not retweet that.
I could be out somewhere saving people, but nah.
Right.
This right here got all my undivided attention.
Them orphans ain't getting fed today, because we doing something about these tweets. Hilarious. Shellen 1977 says, I'm at work listening to your podcast right now. Oh my God, so funny. I'm trying not to laugh out loud. Keep up the good work. Well, you know what, Shellen? Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. Good luck trying not to laugh out loud. Okay, we will try not to be that funny again. Luxurious Nerd says, I never laughed harder. 5 stars. Rod and Karen make every episode dynamic, humorous, and thought-provoking. My husband and I never miss an episode and spend many mornings listening to the Blackout Tips to get our near daily news, pop culture updates, and recaps of Game of Thrones and The Walking Dead. I've never laughed harder than when Karen gets fired up about children named after fruits and vegetables, or nodding my head in agreement when she makes a poignant critique concerning current events. Rod keeps the content and material fresh, informative, and relevant to the Blackout Tips audience. Thanks for being such an inspiration to the nerds in luxury. Subscribe to get extra content when it's it's daily, boo-boo. Hugs and kisses, Luxurious Nerd. Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, with the premium show, we're always putting something out. Like, it's just...
Always.
it's really crazy how much we put out for it, the premium shit. It's like... Between Balls D, the pregame, Nerd Off,
movie reviews,
TV show reviews, off-season reviews. It's just a lot of shit, but totally worth it. And I'm glad people support us and listen to it and leave comments and stuff on that. Mm-hmm. Yes, were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
I was just agreeing.
Love you guys. MJ Water says, I listen to this podcast daily. It was so easy to instantly pick it and become dependent on both Rod and Karen to get me through my day. Every time they say love me at the end of the show, my heart melts a little. Keep it up, guys. You found a lifetime listener to me. Thank you, MJ Water.
Thank you, baby.
Oh, we should probably let you guys know. Not this week, but next week we might be off for a bit. Mm-hmm. Karen's getting some dental work done. Mm-hmm. And that, like, we don't know how long that'll take to heal up and stuff. So we might not have shows, not the week of the 8th, but the week after that. Mm-hmm. So I still should have a Balls Deep that week, maybe a Nerd Off or something, but just Karen's gonna be out of commission and I can't do the show without Karen, so you will wait.
You sure you don't want no substitutes?
Nah, I definitely no can't do it without you. I love you guys. Kenny Jacks says, this podcast is lit. I miss clown news, but messing with black people gives me life. this podcast changed my life. From Lemonade Nay, who says, I was introduced to podcasts when one of my favorite YouTube personalities started one. Well, they didn't post enough, so one day about 2 years ago I searched black podcasts and this was one of the first ones to pop up. I haven't looked back since. The Blackout Tips has become a part of my routine. I am so grateful I found it. It's funny, honest, and genuine. Thank you, Lemonade Nay.
Thank you.
And the last one is from Nesmith A 1983, who says, this podcast right here, 5 stars. Mm-hmm. Man, I love this podcast. I started listening a few months ago and I am hooked. I don't know why it took me so long to write a review. Yes, I do. I'm lazy. LOL. Karen, your laugh is infectious and your rants. Yes, you are my favorite. You are like a favorite auntie in my head. Rye, your wit and sarcasm are A1. Karen, girl, I don't remember what episode, but when you freestyled about Nene Leakes' tax debt over the Jodeci song, I laughed so hard, that was priceless. White people's news is golden, and I started playing Guess the Race with my friends and family. It was a big it was a big hit over Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, bringing people together through racism. This is getting long, so I'm gonna make my testimony short. But one more thing, I'm reading that Kellogg pulled their advertisement from Breitbart and the races are mad. Instead of crosses, they asses gonna be burning boxes of Frosted Flakes and Raisin Bran. I can't wait to hear you all discuss it. Okay guys, thank you for so much for keeping me entertained and making me feel like family. I love y'all. As soon as I get my money right, shout out to Kanye, I'm going premium. Andrea N.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Yeah, and yeah, I heard about the cereal shit from the Bright. They say they gonna buy cereal to burn, to like, to protest. They are so dumb.
Like, I wish people protest us like that.
I mean, you know, I actually hit Donald Trump up on Twitter today and told him I'm thinking about moving my small business to Mexico unless I get some tax cuts. So if you don't want this 1.5 jobs gone, you better do something. I told him DM me. We can have a personal meeting, okay? Because I would definitely work something out. You know, I'll sell out. I don't care. Oh man. Wow, they said they paid for Pookie's funeral, paid Shaquisha's gas bill, went to court with Robert, but no one talks about that. I'm saying I definitely talk about it when I get the bill from the church for those services. Why do they keep fucking with me? Come on, man. It's obviously jokes. Right. Anyway. So speaking of which, we got comments on the website. We had, of course, off-season review 28, Luke Cage. Me and Raisani, we reviewed Luke Cage. It was like, I want to say it's like 2 hours or so of us just talking Luke Cage and recapping the whole thing. Kind of character by character, talking about different stories. Celester 63 says, great recap. I agree with a lot of the points you and Ray made. I would have liked to see Cottonmouth live a few episodes longer, but I understand they had to move on with the story. Looking forward to the next season. Thank you. AJ says, I really enjoyed Ray's perspective on the series as a black woman. I hadn't considered Claire's support role in the series until Ray brought it up, but I'm glad at the amount of women that were involved in the series. I also enjoyed the discussion about respectability politics in regards to Luke and Cottonmouth. It was cool to see two different examples of black men. That was a great recap. Misty Knight does look like Misty Stone, though. And nobody's brought up the 20 minutes on Wesley Pipes to end it, so... but yeah, it was a great conversation, man. I hope people check it out that watch Luke Cage. And I at first when I uploaded it, it was a blank file, but if you delete it and re-download it, it's fixed now. Right. So I think only people that auto download got that version. So that's my fault, y'all. Then we had comments on the actual episodes. Episode 1331, Are There Good Republicans? Which is our feedback show. We have Lance leave a comment who says, it really depends on, oh, he's talking about Kanye West. He says, it really depends on when he has the meltdown. Cause the poll was, which Kanye concert would you rather attend? A concert where he has an epic meltdown, or a concert where he performs, all the music as promised? So, cause I'm in the camp of, I want to be there when he has the most epic meltdown, because that's the story that lives on forever. The story of just going to a concert where Kanye does everything he was supposed to do and it was good, to me, that's not as, entertaining a story to tell to people. Like, I'd rather be like, oh, I was at that concert when he freaked out, when he threw his shoes at a person. Oh man, I was there. You know, as opposed to like, oh, well, how was the concert? Oh, it was great. He did everything he's supposed to do. Then it's like, okay, well, okay. So Lance says it depends on when he has his meltdown. If he goes crazy in the last 3/4 of the show, I'd be with it. But he does the rant at every show, just like with varying levels of insanity. Yeah, I'm saying he does it and then like you don't get the show. I'm not saying you get to like, oh, he comes out, performs 45 minutes of songs and then flips out. No, I'm saying like, one song and then he just like, man, cut the music, fuck Jay-Z, he a bitch, you know, like that. I want to see what, that's what I want to see. Anyway, most people disagree with me. I was in a very small group of people. 24% agreed that they would like to see the epic meltdown. 76 say, man, pay, do what you, what I paid your ass for.
I'm in that group.
And of course, they're probably also rooting for his mental health. So, I mean, I don't blame him. I'm just a bad person. Giovanni says, I went to his concert in Brooklyn. All I got was a full concert. Kind of wish he would have ranted about something. Just not no Donald Trump mess. He still got to explain why he said that. Nah, I actually would have been okay with that. Anything. Like, I want him to say something that's just unforgivable. I'd be like, God damn, you know? Like, if he would have been up there like, and Beyonce ain't even that good. I'd be like, oh, this the concert where I get to tell people I was here when he said the most ridiculous shit in the world.
And all of a sudden, a bee's nest appeared above his head and stung him to death. And nobody knows why.
A giant wasp flew out of nowhere.
Right! And attacked him on stage.
Carried him off.
Right, it carried him off.
We had episode 1332, Count Chocolate Strokes. M says, the round-headed count looks nothing like the pointy-headed Count Chocolate. They're not even the same color. Miss Karen on some, they all look alike. 100. Yeah. Karen totally got them confused. Tanya W42 says, oh man, it was so hard to hear Rod tear apart one of my most treasured movies of all time. But at the end of the day, he is right. The original Highlander movie is definitely an 80s movie of his time. I haven't seen it for some time as a teenager, but as for the first time, wait. And having seen it for the first time as a teenager back in the day, I was ignoring a lot of the flaws. However, even taking that into account, I still love it in all of its cheesy glory. In the 80s, we loved overdramatic music, inexplicable Scottish accents on Spaniards, and big-ass foreheads. Come on. It was the era of Sade, Naomi Campbell, and Tyra Banks. Yeah, I didn't know big foreheads were in on men, though. Also, I feel like you're a little early on that Naomi Campbell, Tyra Banks. I feel like they didn't come through the big head with the five heads till the 90s. And I love that Rod still said, go see that, y'all, after trashing it mercilessly. I mean, listen, it was still fun.
It was fun. It was fun.
Me and Karen just was in bed watching it laughing. I mean, you know.
I had a blast.
And if the Nerd Mafia hasn't come for you yet, Rod, the main character is Connor McCloud, not Duncan. I think Duncan was the main character in one in the TV series. You both rule peace. Oh, okay. My bad. Yeah, I definitely fucked that up then. I knew that, too. I just fucking never seen the movie, so I didn't care. We got a comment from Yele O, who, first of all, as soon as I seen his name, I went, okay, I think I had to reprimand this dude in our Facebook group because he was talking down to all our white listeners, just ridiculous, like harassing them, any comment they made, not racial comments, not some tone deaf, just like people would be like, oh man, that's cool, what's so cool about it, cracker, you know, I'm like, all right, dude, that's not the group for this shit.
Yeah. No, you don't do that to people.
All right, so then he wrote in, it's weird that a guy who can talk about anything from transgender rights to women's reproductive freedom with empathy and understanding hits a brick wall when the topic is veganism. Rod gets so bitter, uninformed, and ashy on that one issue. There are millions of people of color all over the world who abstain from eating animals and animal products. Hindus in India, Buddhists all over Asia, as well as millions of Black Americans that also choose to eat vegan. I did the numbers on that. It might be 2 million, so it qualifies as millions, but yeah. Also, there are also at least half a dozen vegan soul food restaurants in Atlanta alone. Cool. I don't live in Atlanta. We were talking about Charlotte. I mean, what the fuck you want me to say? Hey, nigga, if you could drive to DC, you could get some good Black vegan food. Okay, cool. Well, I don't live there, and I won't be going there just for our visit at a restaurant. I would actually love to have some options in Charlotte. He also said, et cetera, where Black people are serving delicious plant-based foods. Dismissing veganism as being for white people is just silly. I agree. It is also something I did not say, and that should probably matter when you're right into a show. You're making me think that you might not be too stable. Reminding me of some other people that put words in people's mouth, but they write in and it's like, when you said this, and I'm like, but I didn't say that. What are you hearing is my question. Veganism is a radical idea that we shouldn't abuse, mistreat, maim, or kill other sentient beings just because we can. Just like white people shouldn't mistreat people of color. Men shouldn't abuse women and on and on. I guess that sounds crazy. Well, we don't eat women, so I would say that's different. I mean, what is the...
Unless you're eating the pussy. Ah,
I'm shit. Top, I'm top, hey. That's what I'm talking about. Nasty.
Mm-hmm. You threw it up, I hit it out the park.
Mm-hmm. Look at you over there. Coming out of nowhere. In the middle of his
okay. Now that's the just one.
Shaking the table.
Just shaking the table. Mm-mm-mm. But yeah, so he says anyone who's interested should check out the book Sister Vegan, which is an anthology of black women relating veganism to all oppressive structures. I'll admit that it's easier to understand coming from people who share your cultural lens. To which I said, at no point did I say veganism is for white people. It's sad a quote-unquote fan of our show would stoop to such low attempts to take jokes about eating at a vegan spot as anti-blackness, really trash manipulation of what was actually said on the show. Because I never said anything about veganism is for white people. I didn't say anything bad about people who are vegan. I didn't say anything. All I said was the meal I had at the place we went was not good. I ain't gonna lie. It was just a salad remix. I don't even know why they called that shit pad thai. It was really like just a shredded salad and it was cold as fuck and I did not enjoy it. It was not very tasty as well. I'm sure that there's black people that can make vegan food better than that, you know? I mean, was it funny? Because if you listen to the show, I've experimented with some vegetarian meals and things of this nature, you know, where I made buffalo cauliflower and guacamole for a meal or something like that. So I'm not anti that, but I think this person is just not a stable person, so they just wrote in with their feelings without having to be, you know, actually right about what they said. He says, bro, where did I say anti-blackness? Eat what you want, but you talk about veganism the way white people talk about Black Lives Matter. And I said, you sound stupid, because he does. Nah, I'm just talking about something you understand from a position you're not familiar with. Be blessed. I said, I'm always blessed, but you went overboard with a ridiculous analogy. Yeah, and listen, the way my petty is set up, I was gonna be way pettier today and make a steak and eat it during this segment, but I didn't. I didn't, because I thought better of it, and my goal isn't just to belittle you or whatever and try to make you feel bad about whatever. I don't have a problem with veganism. Mm-mm. And actually what's funny is vegetarianism that 2 million black people in America might practice, but veganism is even a smaller subset of people. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, people should enjoy it. It's so funny. I tried it and this is what I get. And people wonder why people don't really fuck with vegans, and especially the black vegans that try to pull the hierarchy of, I'm gonna compare this to slavery and shit like that. It sounds like when PETA compares, like, if you eat this, then you basically just, like, it's like black people being treated as slaves, you know? If you own a dog, well, then you, that's like owning a slave, you know, whatever the fuck. And you're just like, okay, man, if I don't know how to exist on this earth in that way. You know, there's also this thing where I'm 100% sure that a lot of vegetation on this planet is sentient. And I think you guys are ignoring it.
And you guys are eating it.
You know, I mean, think about it. A Venus flytrap can eat flies.
True.
You know, if you put the sun, like, coming from a different direction, will not the grass grow toward it?
It will.
Right. If something is harmful, it's just because they move a lot slower than us. Just because a tree moves a lot slower doesn't mean that it's not sentient. Just because we can't understand it doesn't mean that it's not real. Potatoes have eyes, do they not? So I think
it's Potato Head, he knows.
Exactly. He had a whole family. I seen Toy Story 1, 2, and 3, those documentaries. So have you seen that documentary based on the food that, you know, was in the store? It's called Sausage Party. Yeah. All the food was sentient. Even gum. Even gum. So I think you guys should probably, you know, chill out. This is not how you win hearts and minds, coming through talking about you everybody that eat meats is owning slaves and shit. It's just not, I don't think that's very helpful. I'll put it this way, it ain't gonna work on me. So
I like meat too much.
Yeah, like we got these incisors for some reason. Evolution was like, you need meat tearing parts of your teeth as well. You know, you got more vegetable teeth than you got meat tearing teeth, but I mean, we still got them. So I'm gonna use them bad boys, okay? And you're welcome for me not eating a steak during the show, man. You don't even have to write in to apologize or anything. I accept the apology. But you are out of the Facebook group, okay? You're already on thin ice. And that I am still petty enough to be like, I don't like how you talk to those white folk and in the name of our podcast. And I also don't like that you would write some stupid shit like this. So you got to get out the Facebook group, and I hope you find solace. Anzi writes in and says, thank you, Karen, for killing me with laughter with your hot takes on cereal and Muppet porn.
You're welcome.
Shira says, sorry to hear about your raw vegan experience. It's definitely not for everyone. I'm a vegan, but I don't dig the raw variety much. Being vegan cuisine in Charlotte is really tasty. I will, hey, you know what? Put it on the list. I'm gonna try it. Cause you didn't come in and say some, you know, you own slaves cause you eat burgers. Like, I'm a reasonable person. I always hit them up when I visit my in-laws. Cool. Well, I will put them on the list. I haven't really researched Charlotte to see what all we got. Hopefully I can find some, you know, maybe we got a black place up in here. We are a pretty black city.
Right. We just don't know it. You're right.
Yeah. Really Dark Knight says, I might actually try veganism if it weren't for the attitude of, you know, vegans. Okay. I'm just going to say, it's probably a small handful of vegans that are so fucking belligerent with their views and inflammatory and turn people off. It just like it's a small contingent that just makes people not listen. You know, there's a subset of everybody that doesn't know how to talk to people. You know, I don't have a problem with, like, in our Facebook group, if some white person said something froggy and something, and someone called their ass out, I don't have a problem with that. But there's a way where it's reasonable, and then there's a way where it's like, oh, you're just, something's wrong with you. You don't know how to talk to people.
Right.
You know, like if a white person like, oh yeah, I washed my car today, and then you just fucking jump in their shit, it's like, okay, yeah, I guess you don't belong here. Well, that's kind of how it is with the veganism shit. Like, yeah, there's some people that are gonna jump in your shit, and I'm gonna try not to define a whole group by, you know, people like Yele, because obviously that's not the vast majority of people that are vegan, who probably enjoy their shit, eat their meals for themselves, and educate people who are interested in that kind of way of life, or at least as alternative for a meal or two or something. Not everybody's like him. So I'm gonna still read the rest of his comment, but I just want to say, I don't think that's, you know, a lot of vegans. I actually think that's a very small number. Anyway, he goes on. Vegans, CrossFitters, evangelicals, etc. think that if they pound you into submission, you will see the light. Nope. And no, I'm not going to read shit. I'm going to enjoy this burger and will turn on my location if you need to discuss this any further. Queen Karen was having a good time mixing up Count Chocolate and the Count. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. Lastly, EVE says, I laughed so hard when you were talking about your vegan restaurant experience. I think everyone has tried raw veganism at one point. It's called eating a salad. And that kind of sounds like... That kind of sounds like what your pad thai was in anyway. I saw that picture you posted of it on Instagram, and I said to myself, I hope it tastes better than it looks. Sorry it didn't. I applaud anyone who could live that life, because it ain't me. Yeah, it just wasn't good, man. You know, Karen's burger was better than my shit, but it's not the best. It's not that great of a burger to me. But you know, I tried something different. I walked in with an open mind. I was like, I want to try something different, because at first we looked at each other like, oh, look at this menu, should we leave, what the fuck is this?
We literally looked at each other like, it, the whole back of the menu is smoothies, do we belong here?
Yeah. And I was like this. And Karen was like, should we leave? And I was like, nah, let's try it, because what if it's good?
True.
You just never know, man. There's like, you only get so much time on earth, like, why not try it and see if it's good? If it's good, I'll be back. You know, there's been a bunch of shit before where I've been like, I don't think I would like this. I eat it, I'm like, that was great.
True.
This is a new thing that a new alternative I have. You know, you guys listen to the show, you get to kind of live vicariously through some of the shit that we try, and most of y'all have already tried a bunch of shit that we will never will or don't know about.
Right.
When we tried pho, not pho, I get it, but when we tried when we tried pho, like, you know, there were so many people that was like, oh yeah, this is what it's like, this is good. People were talking to us on Facebook and Twitter. Mm, like, helpful. It was a cool experience. Yeah, you know, if I would have said I don't like pho and people would have started writing in pho you, I would have been like, oh well, yeah, now I doubly don't like it and I don't like you. You know, we're not all gonna like the same shit, man, but I mean, you can't knock me for trying it. She also says Karen was right about the vegan soul food. I was watching an All Def Jam video on YouTube where they tried a vegan soul food restaurant. They had vegan fried chicken, vegan mac and cheese, vegan greens. I can't imagine what it would taste like, the real stuff, but I tried at least once if someone prepared it for me. Yeah, I tried once.
Me too.
I think also since it was raw vegan, I guess it nothing was hot. Everything was cold.
Right, versus if it was cooked.
You know, and I think also mentally, not knowing that, it's very difficult to prepare your palate for, hey, you want tomato lasagna? And you're like, yes. And then you get in, it's fucking the room temperature. You're like, oh, this, my mouth is not ready for that. Yeah,
I thought this was going to be warm.
And hopefully I prepared a lot of other people out there so that when they do try it, they will be ready, because I gave them my honest fucking recap of what happened. Your recap of the Highlander movie had me in stitches. I must admit that as a Queen fan, I love that dramatic ass soundtrack, but it gave me the giggles when you were talking about it. And yes, Christopher Lambert, the main character in Highlander, is a horrible actor. He played Raiden in the first Mortal Kombat movie and was horrible in that too. But I didn't notice it at first. I was just excited to see the movie. I didn't notice that was him.
We seen that in the theaters, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know why I thought that was David Carradine in my brain all this time. It wasn't. Let me say, it doesn't hold up a second time. It gets worse each subsequent screening. I think Christopher Lambert may still be acting in straight to DVD movies. Yo, you know the worst part is, they really spent the fuck out of Raiden, dog. You just made me hot about that, rethinking it, because he was supposed to be Asian, dog, and that motherfucker was white. I remember looking at this movie, like, looking around that theater, like, are y'all seeing this shit?
That was a terrible movie.
Yeah, a white man playing Raiden? Come on, man.
Ain't that the one we sit in to see how many people walked out through?
No, that was Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li.
Okay.
Yeah. We've seen some bad movies, y'all.
Yeah, we have.
Anyway, I'm not even trying to say that Mortal Kombat is just a movie of its time, kind of like Highlander. Like, if you seen it at the theater at the time, you was like, oh, this is cool. But now you'd be like, Claymation? Who the fuck puts that in a movie?
This is terrible.
Right. All that being said, yeah, I was more mad that they race bent Raiden. Raiden was my favorite character to play with on Mortal Kombat. So when they did that, man, that bummed me out. That might be the first time race bending really ruined a movie for me. I was just like, what? Who is this white man? Like, he don't even look Asian. Not even a little bit. He don't even look nothing like Raiden. Big ass hat can't hide that. And he ain't even really wear the hat much. Anyway.
Big ass forehead.
Right. And the poll was, you ever eaten at a raw vegan joint? Yes, and I didn't like it. Yes, and it was good. Or no, why would you do that to yourself? 8% said yes, but they didn't like it. Okay. 16% said yes, and they did like it. And 76% of y'all just said, why would you do that to yourself? And it's because I wanted to try something new and impress Yele, man. I didn't think he was going to be so upset that I didn't like it and call me a coon. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh.
I thought I was woke, but apparently I'm not. If I don't enjoy raw vegan food and lie to you guys on the air, then I want us to make America great again. Episode 1333, the face cards of white supremacy. It's just me and Karen talking about a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Imani says, the time has come, niggas. We need to make this Blackout Tips rich. We got 1300 episodes on the record of pro-blackness, but in the name of science, it is our duty to see what happens when you drop some paper in their pockets. I know Coquie's with me. The warning signs are all there. Birkenstocks and mayonnaise. It don't get no whiter than that. And they're already calling the cops on us at CVS for trying to raid these cheese supplies. Let's just find out what Rod sounds like as a young black rich nigga. Black Republicans, man. I was thinking, you know, how they, you know how white people say something like kind of pro-black or understanding or empathetic, people be like, oh, we can get a plate at the cookout. You know, we can take him to the cookout. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of black people don't like that. I don't mind. Is it? It's like obviously it. It's funny metaphorical bullshit. It's not real.
There's no cookout, y'all.
Yeah, you know, and it's and to me it's funny too, because then when they fuck up again, they be not invited, and that's funny as well. It's like it's like two good jokes, you know. It's like Macklemore said what? Oh, he come to the cookout. Then it's like Macklemore said Elvis is his favorite rapper.
I want my plate back and my aluminum foil that right around that plate.
Took that macaroni and cheese down. Oh man, someone should do a skit like that. At any rate, you think when like black people say something like Lil Wayne said, you know, Black Lives Matter, that you know his shit. Mm-hmm. I wonder if like white people be like, invite him to the coon out.
Oh,
he can get a plate of white potato salad,
unseasoned. Be sure it's unseasoned now.
Give him some unseasoned chicken. Welcome to the coon out.
Don't no salt, no pepper. You know how we do it.
You can have my plate at the coon out this time.
Don't even put no paprika on it.
All right. And the poll was Black Lives Matter statement on Castro's passing. Good move, bad move, or I don't care. No comments, by the way. Telling. But 7.5% of the audience thought it was a good move to, you know, write in support of Castro. 32.5% thought it was just a bad move. And 60% just didn't really care, you know, which I understand, man. I think, like I said, controversial people do controversial shit. I know they'll pay quote unquote the political and public relations cost of making a stance like that. But at the end of the day, it's going to kind of be like the Kaepernick shit where most of the people that really come down on them for that are people that didn't fuck with them in the first place and were kind of waiting for them to do something where they could be like, see, this is why I don't fuck with y'all. But at the same time, I would totally understand if you had, you know, if you really felt strongly about it, because I didn't live that experience, and I'm not here to tell somebody this is what this man's legacy really is and argue about it like it's just academic when it's personal for a lot of people. Episode 1335, a very special episode. We had Black Astronauts on, and we had a good time.
A great time.
Tanya W 42 says, thank you to Black Autism. Now I know what to request for a Christmas gift. The fondula, LOL.
Ah!
Yes, I'm white, and yes, I would totally shoot the melted cheese straight into my pie hole. I told y'all. They gonna be shooting that, they gonna be sucking that shit like a dick, man. Can't put cheese like that to white folks. How they gonna handle themselves? Oh, and to answer Karen's question on a previous episode, is there a way to grate cheese without waste? Yes, there is. This type of grater takes it down to the bitter, or as rather salty and delicious end, with no danger to your fingertips. Okay, let me put it on screen. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I just realized you guys can't see it. Yeah, I really was. It's amazing how petty I am. I really was gonna make a fucking steak this morning. Just to be like, let's talk about veganism. But I was like,
steak,
you know,
and
what?
Egg shit, fuck it.
You know what? That's a petty use of my time. Yeah, it's like the greatest. You almost see it like some places where they do Parmesan grating and shit when they put it, you know, that spin
they crank
thing
it.
They
okay.
crank. So yeah, that's a way to grate cheese without you know, fucking your fingers up. So, and you know somebody that love cheese would know. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, baby. I probably get a miniature one. I don't think I need one that big. I mean, we ain't doing restaurant quality style eating here.
Anyway, great to hear Black Astronauts on the podcast. I'm loving Aaron and Feek's Room recaps of Westworld. Shout out to at the KC Stork on Twitter for letting me know about them. Shout out. He's a fan of ours too. Mm-hmm. Cool dude. Adrian says, this episode was everything. Y'all gave me my early Christmas gift of hearing my two favorite podcast teams, Black Autists and Black Astronauts, do a team up on one episode. Shout out to the CW hashtag Super Crossover. I stayed with a muffled cackle at my desk or hollering, laughing in my car. Just another great episode. Stay grinding. Love y'all. Thanks, Adrian. Man, seeing Adrian's name makes me think of Adrian Brown and Bella on Twitter, man. I haven't seen her in a while, man. I hope she's doing okay, man. I know she had got pregnant and stuff, so Hope she's doing okay, man. If anybody knows her in real life, send my love, send our love, because she's real cool people, man. Raj Mahal says, loved your episode as always. You guys are geniuses on your hilarious point on Lord of the Rings. The orcs were the niggas and poor people. Pretty much, so we the bad guys anyway. Pretty much every.
Ain't we always the bad guy?
Right. Pretty much every good guy and conqueror is a white man. They're racist against orcs. They're supposed to be evil because they're poor. The white man left them on a land that's literally boiling with lava and no grass or land to farm. And a leader, Sauron, a Trump-like figure, rises up, making them promises he can't keep, promising to bring them back their land and jobs. What actually makes these guys evil other than they want to want land to raise their orc kids without falling into a lava pit or being eaten by a giant spider? Good points. You got the orcs out there treating them like, how America treats Flint, Michigan and shit, and then they wonder why the orcs rise up.
Come on, they still ain't got no water.
Sauron was full of shit though. They voted against their self-interest by supporting him, just saying. EVE says that this very special episode segment took me back to my childhood. I miss those 80s and 90s sitcoms where they would be a very special episode and the next week it would be the same zany stuff. I know, it's like Carlton almost OD'd. Next week, Will tries to get a job delivering pizza. Like, what?
Yep, like that shit never happened.
Like, wouldn't we need to discuss Carlton's stint in rehab?
Nope. That shit got fixed in a week.
Remember the episode of Family Matters when Eddie got pulled over by a racist cop and Carl didn't immediately have his back? Oh, I remember that. My favorite very special episode of the 90s was the Saved by the Bell one, of course. Jessie got addicted to caffeine pills. She was so excited. Thanks for taking me down memory lane. I'm so excited. I'm so scared. Did the DARE program work on you guys? Because Karen and I said it worked on us.
It worked on me really, really well. Like I said, the older I get, the more open-minded I am about drugs. But yeah, when I was a kid, I was like, no, don't do no drugs.
Well, the poll was yes, no, or you never took that class. Yes, 30% of us were, it worked. It scared us off of the drugs. 45% said no, it didn't scare them off of the drugs. And 24% said they never had it. Yeah, my dad also scared me off of the drugs, you know, like my dad used to give those like scared straight type parental talks. I mean, now listen, don't be judging. I mean, it's a long time ago. Don't be judging my dad, but he was like, son, I'd rather you be sucking dick than doing crack. And I was like, I would rather not do either of those things.
Right. Cause he was like, hey, if you're sucking dick, I know you're going to be all right. You do that crack, I might lose you, boy.
All right. I was like, I mean, you don't have to worry about me doing either one, but just saying, damn, crack must be real bad. He's like, you know, they call it a glass dick because you're going to be sucking that dick. I was like, I'm not going to be sucking anything. I have asthma. I can't even smoke a cigarette. I don't even like.
I can't even run too fast. What are we talking about here?
Like a hot smoking fire might take me out. I don't worry about me putting no tobacco, no crack in my lungs. Like I said, it's a long time ago, guys. So.
Yeah, times have changed.
Yeah, I'm sure he wouldn't say that now, but not everybody was so woke back then, okay? The written one says, I was in high school in the 80s, so we got just a little of DARE during the annual anti-drug week. We did have Operation Aware, which dealt with resisting peer pressure, drugs, sex, etc. Basically, they tried to scare us into staying on the right path. I guess it worked because I personally never got in trouble, but I think that had more to do with me fearing my mother's wrath than anything they taught me in school. Yeah. I just wasn't that kind of kid anyway. Like I said, I'm still not cool enough to know where to get drugs. So.
I am not the one. I am so uncool.
Yeah.
But I admit that, and I'm okay with being that uncool.
Oh shit, I accidentally skipped the episode. Episode 1334, Running a Tunnel, where we had Dago and Nicole on. From
Breakfast for Dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a pretty busy week. We had some pretty good guests this week. Look at us. Huh. It's like we professionals over here.
Can you believe it?
You know, we had, Black Astronauts, Breakfast for Dinner. So it's all right. We had some questions, some comments. Anonymous says, I'm thinking you're right about the people at the library. When you consider the artillery the women had and the fact that Abe found a damn rocket launcher at the library, it makes total sense that it would be the same group. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think those women might be from that library, like town, bridge, whatever, that whole area.
Yeah. Cause when they came, most of those people were dead.
And it would make sense on why they showed us that ahead. Like, cause it was like, even Morgan was looking up like, who the fuck did this to these people? You know, and it's like, maybe the saviors did that, all that shit.
Yeah, we just didn't know it. Right, right.
Farr says, I think you're right about the women at Oceanside and the library. And remember, they were also chasing people and killing them, and they tried to chase down and kill, was it Daryl, Sasha, and Abe? Mm-hmm. So that would make sense if they thought they were part of that group, and that's why they went in guns blazing. Farr says, I think you're right about the women at Oceanside and the library. People remember that's what Abe found. Oh, yeah, okay, cool. that's where Abe found the rocket launcher, so it makes sense the Oceanside will have all the artillery where they come from. Mm-hmm. Forrest also said, also Jeffrey Dean Morgan recently said he will be in season 8, so I'm predicting this season will culminate with building the coalition to go to war with Negan in the next season. I will just say this, I think this season will be the big battle with Negan. Just from the way it's going, I don't know that they can pull 2 seasons out of this storyline. Mm-hmm. What I will say is, it doesn't mean Negan will die. It just means that I think they'll have it out, you know? Like, a lot of shit can happen in this universe besides getting killed. Even with the governor, I mean, they basically had to beat him twice. Mm-hmm. You know? So we'll see. Sand Zombie says, I'm a newbie to The Walking Dead. Again, thanks to a year of listening to your recaps. I was surprised to see Dr. Dre in his epoch. And yeah, those braids are bad. If it's one thing I'd expect folks to have time for is braiding hair. It's not like they watch TV shows or anything. I never thought about survivalist hair. I'm guessing if the Z-Pac actually does come, I'll opt for locks or fro. Since I won't be getting fresh fades, I guess I'll need to add an afro to rake to my survival kit.
My head natural, so I'll be all right.
I'm just gonna steal. I'm gonna go to the Bevel Factory first. Just stock up. Buy you
some good olive oil. You'll be lit.
Oh, and Rod, how you gonna mansplain to Karen about tunneling? I have to take a woman's word for it that tunneling does exist and is a serious thing. You know, you're probably right. I know I've seen it in pornography. I guess it's just weird that we never ever hear about it, you know? Like, we know that men running trains and shit is real because, you know, half the time that's what they're getting accused of rape for, trying to make a train happen that wasn't exactly consensual, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Half these motherfucking college football rape cases are just motherfuckers being like, I got next, when ain't nobody consent to that shit. I just never thought, I just never heard of women doing some just savage shit like that. Feel like only
women
men are
human beings too.
Feel like men are only capable of that kind of evil, but maybe women do that too.
A lot of ain't shit women out there.
Y'all just be running tunnels on dudes, huh? I think too much of women, guys.
I don't hang around them people, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Just like they have a female bukkake, so it wouldn't surprise me if they had a tunnel.
Mm. All right. Well, hey, you guys know better than me. Amani says, we know Negan likes to take half your shit. This time, he just took half the population. You got to read that fine print. And we need Rosita and Carol to get together and give Oceanside target practice. Michonne can come too, judging by her attempts with that sniper rifle. Yeah, she need to come get some of that that practice. Wiz Khaleesi says people were really hating on this episode because Tar isn't a quote unquote main character, but whatever, I loved it.
Me too.
The world is expanding as we discover new communities, so naturally this half of the season will be slower to set up for 7B. Where shit will truly go down. Cindy was a great addition to the show too, and yes, she does look like Kima from The Wire. Both actresses are half Korean and half Black. I guess we're getting a 2-for-1 deal to replace Heath Anglin. Oh, great guest this week, by the way. I'm getting introduced to so many new podcasts that I'll never run out of shit to listen to. Hey, that's the goal.
Mm-hmm, that's the goal.
The poll was easy. It was, do you like Tara? Because, you know, our girl Lanny Love wrote in and she did not see it for Tara on any level whatsoever. Like, not the actress, nothing. Like, not even her baby, none of it. Yes, no, or she aight. 39% of y'all like Tara. Her and them corny jokes and shit. I like her too.
I'm in that group.
I think a lot of Masterson does it good, and I don't know. Corny jokes work on me. I mean, y'all heard this show. Our jokes are not always the slickest fucking jokes. 6% say no, and 55% say she aight. EVE says, what's not to like about Tara? She's probably one of the most non-offensive characters on the show. Yeah, well, Lanny found a way. She did not fuck with Tara. I know that much. Let's see. Do we have any voicemails this week? Let's see, what is, oh wait, undisclosed. I don't think I screened this yet. So this one might not get played all the way. We'll see what happens.
This show blows.
Oh no, you will not be getting played. Oh wait, I did play that. Okay, I remember that dude. That's the guy, there's some jerk who's just trying to get like publicity by talking shit about our show and leaving comments because he's looking at the rankings on Podomatic. This happens every once in a while. You guys remember the dude bros that you remember those guys. So yeah, I'm not entertaining.
We're not gonna play that. Go harass somebody else, baby.
Right, maybe Trevor Noah will have you on. Okay, why don't you say some stuff to him. Fuck that guy. Let's get into the emails. We have one email. That's all this week. One email from our prof Corey, so her name is Koritha, but it's pronounced like Aretha, so Koritha. Okay, cool. My bad. I've been fucking it up. So I guess I should be like Prof Kari. Anyway, dear TBGWT, I've been traveling the last couple of weeks and I'm a little behind with your episodes, but I've been thinking of y'all a lot as usual. What I want to be sure I don't forget to share with you. One, I was telling people about this podcast while at an American Studies Association conference in Denver because there's so much exciting work being done at the intersection of Afrofuturism and Southernness. Artist scholar John Jennings is definitely a big part of that. His graphic novel adaptation of Octavia Butler's Kindred will be released soon. I have it on pre-order. She sent a link on Amazon. Keith, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Layman is also working on at that intersection. I finally read his book of essays, How to Slowly Kill Yourself and Others in America, and I will soon make time for his novel, Long Division. Long Division makes me think of you and Karen because it's about youngsters in Mississippi who go underground and end up time traveling. There was lots of excitement when it came out, and I really enjoyed the essay collection. So I feel sure that I will find lots to enjoy when I read the novel, and I'm thinking you will too. It's available as an audiobook too, which is likely how I'll get to it sooner rather than later. Cool.
Somebody asked for the link.
I ain't giving them. Nah, hold on, guys. Give me a second. I'll put it in the chat. Chat. There you go. That's the link. And that's the link to Kindred, the graphic adaptation. She didn't have a link for the other one yet. Two, I was coming back from London as people were trying to check on me and make sure I was okay during the scare on Ohio State University's campus. Oh yeah, that they had a shooting there. Oh no, a stabbing, I think. A guy who quote unquote self radicalized. Guess the race.
White.
Nope. Black. Yeah. White people are lone wolves.
My bad.
Brown people self-radicalize. Okay. Dylan Roof, lone wolf. This guy, self-radicalized. Okay. That means he's part of ISIS. And even without knowing ISIS or being in contact with anybody in ISIS, he is part of ISIS because, you know, he's self-radicalized. But Dylan Roof is not part of any white supremacist organization because he's just a lone wolf. Okay. she says the fact that young man did, oh wait, I'm sorry. The story unfortunately brings together so much of what you and Karen address on the show. The fact that young man did a lot of damage, with what people were calling a machete brought sore ratchetness to mind, but it kind of lacks the funny edge, that the segment often has because it's just so tragic. Yeah, it's funny because there's a lot of, sword stories I don't cover too, because I'm just like too fucked up, right. You know, like I'm not even saying and shit, sometimes I cover it and then you know, the more you look into it, you're like, that shit wasn't really cool at all. Like, we did have that one dude in Utah that got shot in the back by the police, and he was just cosplaying. He was just a black dude cosplaying. They called the cops on him. The motherfuckers, of course, shot him right in his motherfucking back. Of course, nobody was convicted or anything. So, you know, it's not always funny. I try to find the funny ones. But, yeah, I wouldn't cover something like this because, you know, what's to laugh at, really? I feel sure that the only explanation of the attack is that he cracked under the weight of the hostility of racism, anti-immigration sentiment, and Islamophobia at OSU in the city of Columbus and in the country more generally. Also, it's clear to me that OSU cop wouldn't have become an instant hero for shooting and killing his knife-wielding first-year student if this student had been white. So the concerns of Black Lives Matter are all over this. Well, I'm going to just say this. I don't know if I can agree with you about that, about
a young black rich if that don't let you know that America understand black matter these days, I don't know what it is. Don't come at me with that dumb man. My life matter, especially to my
exactly. So I don't know if I can go all the way there with you on that one. Okay. Anyways, as usual, your voices are part of how I'm processing all this stuff, so I remain grateful to have found the show. I'm sure I'll write again at some point because so much swirls in my head that I like to share with y'all, but let me also say on a more personal note, no problem if this isn't shared on the show. No, I'll share it. I've never figured out who the, I did not want to share that. I forgot it. I read this already. But she just wanted to know, there was a person that I've talked about on the show without obviously mentioning their name and stuff because I don't want that person to be harassed. Mm-mm. And I don't want people like trying to go on Twitter and add to whatever, you know, they're going through, because I actually hate when people do that shit to me, to be honest. No. Like, if somebody don't like me, I'm much happier with them leaving me the fuck out of them not liking me.
Right.
Like, so at any rate, she just wanted to know who it was, because she thought it might have been Son of Baldwin, and no, me and Son, I follow Son of Baldwin, he's following me back. One of the pieces from Son of Baldwin that is just, it's like a godsend, is the joint about generalization. I really think everyone should have to read that. I don't have a link to it right now, but it was just this piece he wrote that was just like, look, man, I know that you're just trying to make me qualify my statements because you want to distract from the fucking message of my statement. So if I say white people don't know what racism is, I don't need 50 million people to show up to go, some white people, you know, like if it, the shoe don't fit, then don't put it on. Just keep walking. Like if you realize I'm using a generalization, cool, just let it go. Some dude did that, a black dude did that to me, because I had a tweet that said we're not gonna be able to really discuss racism in America as long as white people think the term racist is an insult instead of a descriptive term for an institution,
an action,
or even a person,
right?
But as long as they think it's an insult rather than a description, we'll never be able to have the conversation anyway. There was just a bunch of people, oh, you gotta say some white people, I'm not saying any of that. And then I started being sarcastic, like, no, all white people, even the babies, even the zygotes, even the fucking sperm, you know, cause it was a joke, but I mean, you know, it was a general statement, and they knew, they just wanted to be offended. So it was like, you need to say some. It's like, but you understood the some.
Right. And then if I said some, you'd have a problem with that. Fuck you.
Yeah. So, if I said some, they'd be like, you need to say a few. You need to say a little bit. Like, just shut up. I'm not going to argue that.
What you said would have never been enough when people do that bullshit.
Yeah, you want to argue semantics rather than what happened. So, there was one black dude that was like, I could see justifiably how people would be offended by not using some, to qualify this, even though I understand this tweet, right? And I normally, you know, with other people doing this, I just like, ugh. But so this dude did it, and I was like, you know what? Let me go search your shit.
That's what I do before I engage. I always see what they've said in the past.
Well, here's the thing. I searched it. This is different. I didn't just click on his name and look at his last few tweets. I searched specifically for something. I searched white people and his name, like tweets from him about white people.
Okay.
Wasn't no some? Wasn't no some? So you don't practice what you tell me to do. It's just distraction. Like, why are you helping engage in this distraction? It's just, I think people are amazing like that. Like, it's like this. Has anybody ever qualified a compliment? Like, if I say black women are beautiful, no one shows up, I think you mean some black women. Cause not all black women are beautiful.
Unless you're a hotel.
But you know what I mean? Like, I don't get, if I say, man, white people really are, I don't know what white people really, are, able to eat some healthy food. People wouldn't be like, no, some white people eat healthy food, okay? I think you just need to qualify that because we don't all do that. Like, white people wouldn't be qualifying that shit. Like, it's just like, oh, okay, cool. If black men have big dicks, oh, excuse me, I'm a black man, I have a very small dick, and I would just like you to know that not all black men have big dicks. People just pull that shit out of nowhere to distract from what you're talking about. So, yeah, that qualifier shit, it was just a, anyway, it's a great article that post that Son of Baldwin had, and it's extremely useful. I should have favorited the tweet because he sent it to me like, hey, this might help. And I was like, oh my God, you're strumming my thing with his fingers.
One time.
Like, he killed it. Anyway, all right, enough for now. I'm glad Thanksgiving was good to you and yours. I'm sending good energy away always with every good wish. Caritha. Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
And yeah, that should be everybody. That's everything too. So we only got like 10 minutes left in this session. You want to give away some stuff?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's give away some stuff. All right,
do I need to go up here?
No, I got some stuff here. Okay. You can bring down the box if you want to. Yeah, we got 10 minutes left. I don't know if you people in the chat are paying attention, if y'all would like some free shit for you guys. Let me see here. What do we want to do? Maybe we can. Should we do some Walking Dead trivia? Well, not everybody necessarily is into the Walking Dead. How about this? We will play music trivia. All right. You guys, I'll play a song. The first one in the chat to get the song right, with the name of the song and the artist, will win the prize. All right, so let's see. First prize. Oh, cool. All right, we got some Deadpool socks. All right, and you can win more than one prize. All right, guys, we got some Deadpool socks from Marvel. It's men's shoe size 6 through 12. And like I said, I will play a song, and the first person to get it will win. All right.
Okay. How what are the rules? I'm sorry.
They got to say the name of the song and the artist.
Okay.
And it's the first person wins.
Okay.
Well, we got 10 minutes left, so we're about to get started. All right, Karen, you keep track of the winners.
Okay.
Email Karen your address, and that's how we'll get everybody's mailing address, okay?
I'll put my email in there.
TheBlackoutTips@gmail.com, okay? And make sure you put your email address in the chat. That way we know, we can verify when we get the email from you, okay? Because I don't want nobody showing up like, it was me, nigga. All right, Deadpool socks. Name the artist and the song, all right? Here's the first one.
Your love is fading. Your love is fading. Your love is fading. I feel it fading.
Oh, shit. Reggie. Reggie T wins with Fade Kanye. You know what?
Put your email in the chat.
Put your email in the chat, Reggie. And you just came the owner of some Deadpool socks. I wear these when I play ball. Not these pair, obviously, but another pair that I got. I wear them when I play ball. Everybody loves them. They're a big hit. Let's keep it sock oriented. Here's some Nightmare Before Christmas socks, and I believe these actually glow in the dark.
Oh.
Yeah, when you turn off the lights, I believe they glow in the dark. So we'll do another song, okay, guys? Let's see, how about this one? Oh shit, we got us a win already. It appears that it's gonna be Sir Charles. She lives in my lap. Outcast. That's right, Sir Charles.
All right, put your email address in there, baby.
Put your email address in chat. And you just became the owner of some Nightmare Before Christmas socks. Oh yeah, Karen, I guess put what they won next to it. First one was Deadpool. Oh, you got it. Mm-hmm. See, that's why you pay. All right, let's see what else we got here. We got Texas Chainsaw Massacre plushie doll, Leatherface. It's a great gift for kids that are twisted. Give it away for Christmas. Just name the song, man. It's easy. And the artist. Don't forget the artist.
Let me get a baby. When I nut, I'ma nut a penny. Nut in that pussy. Cause I be nutting these bitches. Cause I be nutting these bitches. I be nutting these bitches. I be nutting these bitches.
Oh, that one. Karen gave up on y'all. She said nobody knew it. Reggie T knew. I be nutting in these bitches by Jay Kelly.
Chainsaw doll.
Yep. Chainsaw. Leatherface is his name. Yep. All right, Jay Kelly. You got Deadpool socks and you got my man, Reggie. And you got, Leatherface.
All right.
How about this, guys? It's a Scream sweater. But it's from the movie The Scream, and it's of the painting The Scream. You can see what it looks like. All right, and let me see what size this is. It's a large, okay? It's a large. I think it's a men's large. So, once again, name of the song and the artist, okay, guys? Let's see, how about... because this is a nice prize, so maybe we should pick something that not everybody, well, hold on, where's the one I'm looking for? All right, how about this? Here we go. Good luck. Look at Shauna coming through. Come through, Shauna.
For the win.
Come get your shirt.
What's your email address, baby?
Yeah, put your email address in the chat. But you are now the owner of the Scream sweater large for these cold winter months. Okay, it's getting cold out here, guys. I think we got time for one more. See, what do we have here? Oh, this is Transformers RC Boxers. They're silk and, oh, is it a skirt or boxers? No, it's boxers. They're silk and, they're XL, okay? So XL boxers, you know, for ladies or men, you know? I mean, a little something sexy for everybody. All right, so here is the song and you guys, name the artist and the song title, and you guys can win this. All right, and this is probably gonna be the last one, so good luck guys. Okay. Hola. Hola, no. She telling me this and telling me that. You say once you take me with you, I never go back. Now I got a lesson that I wanna teach. I'ma show you that where you from. No matter the me, to me. She said, hola, come on, stop. She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bantu mara. Then she said, sabate. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go, go. You know I love them all. She said, oh, Tasha. She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my. Come through, Tasha. Get your draws, okay? That's what I'm talking about.
And they cute. They real cute, baby.
Mm-hmm. Put your email address in there. And we'll do one more, man. All right, one more. Last one. Let me hurry up and find one.
I know. I'm so excited. I was like, can we do it longer? No.
We'll do one more for everybody, man. Let's see. How about... what do I want to do? Let me find something that you guys might actually know. I know a lot of you guys aren't that cool to be able to remember this stuff. All right, how about this one? All right.
And the prize.
All right, this is the coolest prize we have. All right. I don't even know if I should give this away because honestly, we probably don't have the time. So
let me change it to
this. It's an Archer shirt. It's size XL. It's actually a really cool graphic. All right, so you guys do this song and wait, actually let me start session two so we don't get cut off in the middle of this shit, right? And then you guys, it, we won't know who won. Give me 1 second, guys. I'm gonna start another session just so we don't have no bullshit happen. All right. That's guys true. And then we can also give away a few more things. Yeah, so yeah, that way we won't have to rush.
Right.
All right, let's see. 2019 feedback part two. All right, Karen, you can leave. I got it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You don't need to apologize. Part two. All right, 2 o'clock. Come on, man. Why you moving so slow? Oh God, what just happened? Try this again. Okay. Play something in between.
But look at this! Look! Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, pork, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. Beans, greens, potatoes, greens. Beans, 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 greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys. You made it up! You made it up! You made it up! You made it up!
All right, cool. So we should be back. And let's give away more free shit, guys, okay? I know this is what you're into. So yeah, Archer...
Hey, did you invite me back on?
Yes, I did. Did you get it?
Not yet.
Let me try it again. Hold on.
Okay, I got that one.
All right. Yeah, so it's an Archer shirt. Man, it's got a really cool graphic. You can kind of see on the bottom, too. It just says Sterling Archer PI because it's for the last season of Archer. All right, guys. Guess the song. You got to know the name. And you got to know the title of the song. Here we go.
Uh.
Reggie. Reggie is racking up quite the score here with the Sterling Arch. He got Deadpool, like Sterling Arch. I think he got Leatherface. But it was Electric Relaxation by Tribe Called Quest. That's correct. Good job, buddy. Good job, buddy. All right, let's see what else we got here to give away. Sonic the Hedgehog socks, okay? Also play ball in these. These are some good quality socks. You guys got to feel the weight of these socks. Like, these aren't some cheap-ass, like, bullshit socks, you know? Now, I think you have to be careful how you wash these because these fade a little bit. But seriously, these are some dope-ass socks, man. So we're going to give these away next, all right? Same rules. First person named the artist and the title of the song is the person who, you know, wins the prize. Let me find a good song for this. Why is this moving slow all of a sudden? All right. I have no idea why this is moving so slow. Unless he doesn't have any songs on. No, it's just moving slow. Okay, cool. All right, so how about which song is the best though? No, there's too many of these. All right, I gotta do somebody else different. Hold on.
Okay,
a second.
No problem.
Yeah, I was like, hold up. There's too many fucking songs to pick from, and I'm not sure which one is the best. So let me try somebody different. How about, how about this one, guys?
Oh, yeah. It's the motherfucker. Y'all nickel and dime. Shocker house, nigga. It ain't had my motherfucking money. Nah, but why y'all ain't my motherfucking show. So we both told you shit.
We can't stop now, bitch. We can't stop.
It ain't my fault.
I told you wasn't no motherfucking
money. It ain't my fault.
We don't stop.
It ain't my fault.
We don't stop. Shocker, this motherfucker.
We can't stop now, bitch. We can't stop. It ain't my fault.
We can't stop. But Mr. Gonna be taking this with y'all.
We too soft.
Oh, yo, that was a good one. We got upset, guys. Okay, so everybody knew it ain't my fault. Okay, right. But the problem was they didn't get the artist right. We got Shonda said it ain't my fault. Master P, wrong. Reggie T said it ain't my fault. True, wrong. Landy said just Master P. She was like, I don't even know the name of the song, but it was our girl Miss Smart that came through and said it ain't my fault. Silk the Shocker. That's whose album that was on,
them
y'all.
Yours, girl.
Yeah. Get your offbeat groove on with some Sonic the Hedgehog, Silk the Soccer Shocks, okay? Socks. Oh, shit, say that five times fast. So yeah, that's Miss Smarts.
We got her email.
Yeah, get it. Make sure. Yeah, make sure you get it anyway.
Put your email. There you go.
Let's see. Let's do some more clothing. What is this? What is this? Oh, okay. This is BioShock. It's a tank top, for BioShock. You guys, I don't know if you guys have played the video game, but it's that big ass bird looking thing that you become friends with. It's, what size is this? It's, I think is it a ladies tee? Oh, it doesn't say. This is a tank top that is double XL. It's double XL, tank top. You know, you can wear this.
Work out in it.
Yeah, you can work out. You put a little sports bra under it. All right, guys. So next song. Let's see who we got here. How about this one?
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless.
That might be the fastest one. That might be the fastest one of the day. I knew a room full of black women were gonna get that fast. It is Shauna who gets Formation, Beyonce. That's right.
Let me see
Shauna already has she won before. Yeah.
Yeah. So she gets the BioShock tank top. Okay, let's see. Oh, we actually got two BioShock tank tops. We also got one that's an XL. Mm-hmm. So put hers double XL, I think, was that one, I think. I just want to make sure that we got the right thing. So, oh, which do you prefer, Shauna? Do you prefer XL, double XL? Let us know in the chat. And
somebody said Kelly Rowan's formation.
Come on, come on, wrong. Reggie, you just won things. Why would you XL. Make the rest of us lose? Okay. All right, cool. So we'll make sure that that's hers. We'll get this one away a different time.
Okay, yeah, put that one separate, yeah.
What is this shirt? Oh, this is just a paper airplane shirt. Oh, it's just got a graphic of a paper airplane. I have no idea what this is from.
Right, it guarantee it goes with like a video game or something. We're just unfamiliar with it.
Yeah, I have no idea what this is from. I won't lie to you guys. But, all right, so paper airplane. T-shirt. Let's see what we got here. How about this song? Yeah. I know. Hey, you know I'm looking for a five-star. Oh, Tasha won. That's what I'm talking about, Tasha. She said, five star bitch, Yo Gotti. And she is correct. Mm-hmm. I think Tasha's already won one before, too, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I like doing this with the feedback people because y'all, like, you know, y'all really love the show if y'all come through for this.
Ain't that the truth?
Plus, everybody else get mad when it's like, God damn it, I should have watched that show. All right. This is just a flag. You can decorate your room with it, but it's for Camp Crystal Lake, which is the camp where Jason killed all them campers at, because that's how he gets down.
Oh.
yeah, guys, not every story is a good story when it comes to, to some of the merchandise that we have here. So let's see, what song do we got to play here? How about this song? You guys like this?
I'm focused, man. Tell Stout to holler at me, man. Young Hova, you heard?
New Maya! New Maya!
Trackmaster, you heard? Yo! Yes, y'allin'. Jigga man be ballin'. Leave chicks pigeon-toed. Some of them be crawlin'. Get the best of you ever and put my all in. Have mommies callin' for the law. Darlin', Jigga ain't callin'. Ash with half the top. Expose half my knot. Nigga mad.
Oh, Shauna got it. Cash I got it. Trying to start to rack up, man. Yeah, Best of Me by Maya and Jay-Z.
That's right.
It was on Clue's Backstage mixtape / album, I guess. You know, back then it was a little bit different, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little different.
Before DJ Khaled cornered the market on the mixtape album.
Right.
And nobody else was allowed to make them anymore.
Nobody.
DJ Clue used to have them. Funkmaster Flex used to have them. They used to put their phone numbers on them and shit. Call 187.
He was like, nope.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do another one. Let me find something to give away. First of all, what was this? I don't even remember what this was. Oh, that was an anime thing. Hold on. Oh, this is cool. I actually own one of these, okay? Like, I kept mine because it's so dope. Mm-hmm. I actually put my laptop in it when we went to Miami. Mm-hmm. It's basically a messenger bag, but it has an Autobot logo on it. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely worth it. All right, guys, prepare to guess the song.
Just as the slave master in that day used Tom, the house Negro, to keep the field Negroes in check, the same old slave master today has Negroes who are nothing but modern Uncle Tom. He takes a Negro, so-called Negro, and makes him prominent. Build him up. Publicize him. Make him a celebrity.
Tell your nigga jokes while he's in the room. He gonna Reggie T won. Cause he a goon. I'm a goon. Top down, pants up when I walk. Never call a Reggie T. Willie D. Coon. Reggie, man, you telling you, man, we're gonna have to get a big ass box to send your shit. All right. Oh, no. So I'm gonna send this next one is a pair, okay?
Yeah, it's a pair.
It's Suicide Squad skirt, okay?
Yeah, I like now, that.
I know a lot of guys out there wearing skirts, so it's okay. What size is this? I want to say it's big.
Like, I like the skirts.
Oh, it's actually 3XL. So if you got a lot of ass, okay, or you know somebody with a lot of ass, this is perfect for them. And it comes with these Suicide Squad socks. So it's like a combination, okay,
yeah,
guys?
I like that skirt.
Mm-hmm. Karen loves this skirt. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's see. You got just guess this next song, and you win both of them.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary Joy.
Yeah, I
get
know,
that
man.
Old robotic, futuristic George Jetson.
Yeah, crazy joy. Just like Una Blab. Robotic kicking slab. My flavor been a batter, chin a chatter, matter than the mad. I'm extra shit, come my fatter. I got the data.
Turn your body into antimatter.
And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the egg.
Oh, shit, come through.
King is what I mean.
We got a winner, guys. We got a winner. Stop your guesses. Stop your guesses. It's actually Mwangangi, I believe, was the first one to get this. Let me just make sure. Yep. Flavor in your ear, Craig Mack. So you will be rocking the skirt or somebody, you know, I don't know. Whoever wants to rock the skirt, okay? Just make sure. Like I said, 3XL, you know, make sure it's a lot of ass. But it has, like, an elastic waistband, so you can tighten it and shit.
You can.
And then the socks, too. The socks are dope.
Put your email address
in the chat, and then email us. Like I said, everyone, email us. TheBlackoutTips@gmail.com. Email us your mailing address. We'll make sure you get your stuff. And even that dude that won a whole long time ago, I still got your stuff here. I just hadn't gone to the post office
yet.
Yeah,
we're going to send it.
So, all right, cool. Did you put his email in there yet?
No, I'm waiting on it. There you go. I got it.
Okay, someone said the feed crashed? Or y'all just saying that because... Oh, Shauna got fucked. Better refresh, baby.
Refresh, baby.
All right, how about... What is this? Oh, Edward Scissorhands. This is a large shirt. It's white. I don't know if it's really. I don't think it's any gender exactly. I don't know if this. I don't know. It feels kind of like light. Like it might be for women. I don't know. Anyways, Edward Scissorhands shirt that says "Hold me, I can't." Because he has scissors for hands, y'all. And it's by that white. It's by that white supremacist. And that wife beater. So you got Johnny Depp being produced by his man who don't like putting black people in this shit. But if you want to rock this, it'll be pretty cool. Oh wait, Tasha said she thinks she posted before. Am I missing something?
I didn't see it.
Let me look. Hold on. The thing I got is Tasha said show dude. Nah, you after him. You after him on the at least on my
yeah,
screen. On yours too, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. Not everybody's saying they were first. Guys, did the feed mess up? Is that why everybody thinks they first? It must be the feed, right?
I can only go by what I see. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, but according the way it's set up on our shit, he was definitely first, and y'all guys are all afterwards. Sorry, guys. Should we refresh, or is it just them? Or maybe it's just getting so competitive. Y'all out here trying to cheat. I hear y'all. Okay. The feed blacked out. It was okay. All right. So it did fuck up. All right. Well, I hope it doesn't fuck up this time. Edward Scissorhands, guys. Okay. If you want this shirt, I'm going to need you to give me the name and the artist. Okay. So how about, damn, I ain't heard this song in forever.
RGF Production.
Boy. Yeah. 1738. Hey.
I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Sent your pretty ass soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill, got a sack for a story.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm gonna give Shauna the credit for this. Fetty Wap, Trap Queen. Alright. So there you go. Shauna, you got the Edward Scissorhands shirt. What else we giving away for Christmas? Alright, I don't know. Oh, we got these Punisher socks. Man, they black and gray. I don't know if you, oh yeah, y'all can see it. Yeah, it's, they black and gray socks. I fuck with these socks heavy. But yeah, you know, if you guys watch the Punisher, the latest season of Daredevil, the Punisher was in that. So I fuck with these. Let's see. What song are we gonna play? How about, let's try to get, oh wait, oh, this is the wrong app. I didn't even open that. Let's see what else we got here. How about, this song?
Yes! $2,000 would save my life.
Damn, Reggie T know his shit. Angie Fisher, IRS. Yep.
I love that song.
That is my jam. So that's Reggie. Reggie T won that. Damn, he good, man.
Y'all have have y'all work cut out for y'all.
Let's see what else we got here. Not yet. What is this? Oh shit, man, I fucking love this. All right, so it's a Ghostbusters baseball tee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the ladies Ghostbusters, for all you chauvinists out there. It's the original. It has the Ghostbusters logo on the front, and then on the back it's got the year the movie came out, 84. So this is a big one right here, guys. Let's see what we got here. What kind of song was worthy of something like this? Let's see. Let's take it back a little bit. How about this?
You just don't know what you do to me.
Yes.
Peek your prognosis, doses, blends the bends like Twizzlers. Biggest fit into hurt, what's under that skirt?
Slow down, son, you kidding me.
Oh, Nikki got it. Yeah, we got a new winner.
Nikki, put your email address in there, baby.
Yeah, Nikki, congratulations. Oh man, everybody was on that one. But yeah, it was Nikki that came in first with Can't You See? By total, you know. So let me know when she gets her email address in there. And we'll do one more, man.
Thank you.
We'll have to try to do one more of these before the end of the year. We have so many.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay. I like this. Now this is official Nintendo gear here, okay? And like I said, just one more reminder. Emails at theblackouttips@gmail with these email addresses that you put in the chat. We'll make sure and send us your mailing address. This is an official Nintendo licensed gear here. It's from Mario Kart. And it's the blue turtle shell, and it says victory. And it's in the winner's circle. And it says 1992. All right, guys. So I think this will be the last thing, okay? All right, because we have so much stuff we can give away. We give away another at another time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. what do I want to do? Oh yeah, all right, cool. How about there's no way people are gonna get this. How about this one?
Give me the track.
Name and artist.
Stop. Everybody on the floor, just pause. Somebody in the middle, just move. Get on down to the groove.
Doo-doo Brown.
Brown, the brand new brother in town.
Yeah, boy.
Dope.
Doo-doo Brown.
Smooth. A brother that's so damn cool. Never get played for a fool. Now it's my turn to rule.
Oh, Nicky.
Michael Jackson.
Nicky came through with the steal. Like, everybody said Doo-doo Brown. Someone said Frank Ski Doo-doo Brown, but that is not correct. It is two hype brothers and a dog. That is the name of, oh wait, Nikki only said two hype brothers. Should I give her credit when she didn't put and a dog? What do you think, Karen? You know what? We gotta do a different song. Gotta do a different song. Okay, I'm not gonna give her credit.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
So no credit.
We're gonna do a different song.
No credit, dog. Okay. No. You got to get the whole song, okay? You got to get every, you can't be like just two hype brothers. What about the damn dog, okay? Is he one of the dogs that got let out? So we'll try a different one, guys. All right, let's see, everybody's back in contention. Let's see, what do I want to play? How about all right, here we go, here's a different one. Nobody got it. I can't believe you guys don't know Never Enough by Groove Theory. It was on the Love Jones soundtrack, so it's actually unforgivable that any of the black women didn't know that. That one's on you guys. I take no responsibility for you guys not knowing that. You guys really let black women down today.
Black people sitting out there screaming at.
I guess I tried to do one that maybe the ladies would know, but I guess we gotta take it, let's give the fellas a shot. Okay? But shit, knowing the women in our audience, somebody gonna probably get this. Alright, here's the next one. Guess this, name and song. Song and name. Okay? Not just one.
Reporting live down in the Maysville News Center, KBD, the artist known as Mr. Big were to be released from prison today and has caused an uproar in the prison system. I had a chance to speak with him today, and I asked him, why did you do the things
man,
you did?
Man, get that camera on my goddamn face, man. Fuck y'all motherfuckers.
They say they have new evidence.
Y'all bitches ain't got shit on me, man. I'll make y'all motherfuckers kill me, nigga. It's all about the motherfucking KBD, man.
Take that shit to trial, bitch.
Take that shit to trial, bitch. Fuck y'all motherfucking bitches.
I started selling dope back in 1986. I bought a cat. Lack and put them things on that bitch. The brains blowed out with the white leather seats. FEMA spinning for that butter. Cause that other shit is weak. I was only 17. Had the neighborhood hook. Had them stealing out they crib.
Oh, yeah, Tasha. I knew somebody wanted the shirt. And apparently it turned out to be Tasha, who not only got it right, but got both the G's and Mr. Big. Hats off to you.
That's a clutch.
That is clutch. I would have never got both G's and Mr. Big. So there you guys go. That's everything for today. Next time we give away shit, make sure we're gonna give away this DeLorean, dog. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Still in the box.
Still in the box.
Smelling like time travel, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got a bunch of other stuff we still gotta give away, man. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all so much, who came out to listen to our feedback show, okay?
Yeah, that's the reward for spending time with us on a Saturday.
Hope you had a good time. Sorry for all you people that didn't win anything or don't know how to type. I know some of y'all didn't even get like a guess in. Y'all must just be like sleep or something. We'll hear from you guys tomorrow when y'all realize this happened. Until tomorrow, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.